Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park in the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. A little beat drop. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox, who will take on the Tigers on clinch day here.
Clinch day.
Dan Ball's going to be in attendance. I think he's getting a foul ball. And he's going to give it to a kid.
Okay.
And so you can go viral for being the good guy like we saw in, where was that last night? Two nights ago. Seattle.
Yeah.
Big Dumper had his home run, his 60th, and the guy just immediately gave it to a kid.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And then the Mariners.
That was worth something.
Yeah, and the Mariners, you know what they did?
Huh.
They took care of the kid who ended up with the ball.
Yeah.
And then they crowdsourced, please let us know if you know who this guy is, wow. And they took care of him.
Oh.
They found him, got his name, he got autographed stuff.
So what do I get if I do that? Do I get to meet Alex Cora?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
And I mean, you meet him every Wednesday here at Fenway Park, but if that's what you want, I would have probably gone for a baseball or a bat or something.
Do you have your jersey somewhere? Where you're not wearing your...
I got my hat today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to mix it up.
Is that a clinching hat?
I'll let you know on Monday.
Bradford will let you know at 1 o'clock tonight when the the Astros game
when they back their way in, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't care.
Bradford backup. Who would have saw that coming, huh?
But it is also a little NFL weekend here in Foxborough, New England, where the Patriots have a huge game against the Panthers. But across the league, we're going to show you just how much we, well, know or don't know. It's time for the pick six.
A pick six!
He's picked! Touchdown on a pick six.
Jones with the pick six.
And he flips the game!
Let's go!
Well, Andy's favorite term that he attributes to me, but I did not say, was nonlinear development.
Yeah.
We have been linearly developing over the 3 weeks. We went 4-2 in our game picks last week. We are still under 500 at 8-10, but we're making our way up. So we are making our picks week 4 in the NFL. We'll put them all together, and then I will tell you at the end the value of the Andy Hart Bank Account Memorial 6-Way Parlay that he has been putting $2 on and losing $2 on each of the last 3 weeks. Andy, let's start with you. Your pick for week 4.
My pick that Ted tried to make his pick again.
Yeah, sorry, I didn't see the earlier text.
Great minds think alike. I am going to go with the Ravens. You know, we've talked about this. I think Schefter talked about it, answered your question, Ted. Whichever team loses this game is going to be the biggest surprise of the first month of the season.
I think, know who's losing this game.
I think it's going to be the Chiefs. I think the Ravens are going to win. I think the Ravens are the better football team. I think they're a good football team. So I will lay the -2.5 points in Kansas City. It's a dangerous pick. You're picking against the Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. But the Chiefs right now, they're not the Chiefs.
Yeah.
And the Ravens are the better team.
I like that pick. I think as much as Kansas City did win in New York last week, the Giants also beat themselves and made a quarterback change because of that. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, your choice for week 4.
My choice for adjectives to describe the Kansas City offense thus far this season, Andy, constipated. I truly believe that the Ravens will win that game. I'm feeling good about that one, and I'm feeling good about this one. I got him at 6.5, then I saw it went up to 7. Now it's up to 7.5. Damn it, I might take him at 17.5. The Micah Parsons Revenge Bowl Sunday night, where the Packers go down to Jerry World and lay an absolute whooping upon the worst defense in the NFL, especially after they got embarrassed last week against the Browns in Cleveland. Give me the Packers all over the Dallas Cowboys without CeeDee Lamb this week. I'm feeling good about a 13-17, maybe even 20-point win for Jordan Love and company.
I tell you what, Ted Johnson was a Patriot through and through. I would have loved to see a Ted Johnson revenge game. You ever get a chance to do that at any level, playing against your old team, former team, or you were just kind of one step to the next?
I've only played for two teams, yeah. Colorado and the Patriots. So.
I got to tell you, we don't have enough time to get into this. I would have loved to have seen you had a revenge game against Belichick's team. Yes. Sign me up.
Please.
If you put it on Apple TV, I'll sign up to go watch it. I'll find it wherever
true.
It is.
That's so true. real quick, before you throw to me, the Kansas City Chiefs, they are ranked 21st in the NFL in points per game at 20.5.
Okay.
The Ravens are number one in points per game at 36. They average 16 more points a game than the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, they have I saw the stat, the most points scored through three games for a team that had a losing record.
Right.
In the history of football.
That is fascinating. So, yeah, fascinating.
They'll score.
All right, Ted Johnson, back to you. What's your pick this week?
All right, so I took the Lions taking on the Cleveland Browns. And, why would you do that, Ted? That's a big number. I think the Lions are favored by 9.5 because the Browns lost but covered in the Cincy game in week one. And then they beat the Green Bay Packers last week. Who would have thought? So you would think I wouldn't take this, but I'm taking it. I just think the Lions, after what they did last week, are feeling really good about themselves. A very physical offense against a really good defense for the Cleveland Browns. But I just feel this feels to me like a blowout. I just can't imagine the Browns being really competitive in this game. So I'm going to take the Lions and the points in this one. And I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Love that. All right, let's send it back inside our Brighton studios. Stiz, what do you got this week?
The Colts didn't let me down last week, and I'm hoping they're not going to do it again. Most people took the Rams, however. I'm going to take the Colts. They're at SoFi. They're giving the Rams 3.5. Give me the Colts, baby. Let's go.
Colts. Wow. Roll. Keep Ryan rolling.
Danny Indiana Jones. The Colts.
Amazing, man.
Wow. I love it. I love
How about that woman who everybody was making fun of for the new
Curly
owner?
Ursa.
Yeah, like, oh, she's on the sideline. She's at practice. You know what she is? She's undefeated.
Yep.
She's undefeated, so her way works. Leave her alone.
She's called the reverse Jordan.
But can you imagine having
I thought
her
that was something different.
Just over your shoulder as a coach. Like, if she makes faces when she hears, like, you can see her reaction, yeah, like, to different things. And but it seems
Whatever.
To be working.
Yeah. As long as Jonathan Taylor can run through tackles and carry the ball, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, 71 completion percentage, 9.3 average per pass, averaging 272 yards a game, no interceptions, and only two sacks. That's incredible.
Woo. Man alive. All right, so we got Stiz riding with the Colts once again. What a story they have been. Brian is back in his squad. The Bears, Dub Bears, are plus 1.5 dogs right now against the Las Vegas Raiders. They're heading to Las Vegas coming off of an outstanding offensive performance against the Dallas Cowboys. So Brian Frazoco is going Bears plus 1.5 in our parlay. lastly, that brings us to my pick for this week. I am picking the Los Angeles Chargers, currently sitting at -6, on the road at MetLife against the New York Giants.
You're picking against Jackson Dart?
I am, because much as I like the player, as much as I think you're biased because he's one continent away from being named after your son, I think this is a panic move by the Giants. I don't think they're doing it in good faith. I think they're doing it because Daboll and company are feeling the heat. Meanwhile, Los Angeles, Fitz, you touted them at the beginning of the season. I think you're spot on with how well-rounded their offense has been. The Giants are giving up the second most rushing yards of any team in football this week. They're in shambles. Chargers and Harbaugh are rolling. Give me the Chargers, -6 against the Giants.
Justin Herbert looks like a different quarterback this year.
Yes.
Yeah. He's in fuego. It is, like, so fun to see him play up to the level we all kind of thought he'd.
Funny, when you bring in, like, a real coach and an organization and a structure and put it around him, yep, seems like it's paying off. Update off Lansdowne Street, there's a band.
It's hype.
Apparently we have a band taking part in something tonight here at Fenway Park. But, yes, fans
I love
are
bands
filling in, and there's a band all. Ooh, the trombones are coming through now. Yeah. It's a big band. There's a lot of them. Up next here, are we done?
Quickly.
How much I'm going to win.
That's yeah, right. Exactly. So, it's Andy is the Ravens -2.5. Fitzy, Packers up to -7.5 against the Cowboys. Ted, Lions at minus, I think they're still at -10. Dan has the Chargers -6. Stiz, Colts +3.5. Brian has the Bears at +1.5. The Andy Hart Bank Account Memorial 6-Way Parlay, $10, wins you $520.93. That's +5,109 odds. Good luck, and if you bet with us, God bless you.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, God bless me then, and God bless Red Sox fans that are lining up here at Fenway Park. Going to be a fun night. Coming up next year on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for Odds and Ends, where we give our picks for the Patriots game against the Panthers. A must-win situation, say some. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.